At 7:06, it is fair and 53 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 85 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. The burned-out Barnard Elementary School is full of asbestos, and now that building is being razed. Extra care is being used to make sure that no neighbors are at risk. Tulsa Public Schools Project Director Bob Labass says they are keeping the neighbors informed every step of the way.
We sent out flyers to the neighborhood. The contractors talked to some of those immediately adjacent to it. So being extra careful on taking care of the neighborhood.
The school burned in a three-alarm fire last month. The demolition will take about 2 months. A Northside teenager is dead after being swept away by the swift waters of Coal Creek in North Tulsa. 14-year-old Dario Hogan was washed a mile downstream after heavy rains flooded the creek Saturday evening in Tulsa. A friend was rescued, but Hogan's body was not found until yesterday morning. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service has confirmed that it was a tornado that touched down in Rogers, Arkansas Saturday night as part of that same storm system. A survey team from the National Weather Service office here in Tulsa surveyed the scene yesterday. A number of businesses sustained damage, but no one was injured. State lawmakers are holding meetings in Oklahoma City to discuss the bonus program for nationally certified teachers in Oklahoma. As more and more teachers get that certification, Cushing Republican Representative Lee Denny doubts the $5,000 bonus program is sustainable.
Current cost runs for about $15 million, and that includes teachers that have the scholarship that are in the program to get nationally board certified, as well as the $5,000 a year stipend that we give to teachers that are already certified nationally board.
Next year, the price is expected to exceed $16 million. Tulsa School Superintendent Dr. Keith Ballard will not release school letter grades until the state school board certifies the process. The board told the Department of Education to hold up on the release, but State School Superintendent Jannie Marisi released the grades anyway. Ballard says the formula is unfair, and schools have not had any input.
As it stands now, the bar is so impossibly high that not every student who shows growth can be counted. That's all we're simply asking. We've not had input into any of the rules. The State Department can talk about all of the meetings that have been had. Those were one-way informational meetings.
He's not opposed to the schools getting a grade. He is opposed, however, to the formula used to calculate the grade. Oklahoma groups are marking the White Cane Safety Day to remind motorists that blind pedestrians have the right-of-way. A ceremony is set for 1:30 today in Oklahoma City. Participants will hear from a number of speakers, including Oklahoma House Speaker Chris Steele. Well, we are just 22 days away from the election, and Mayor Bartlett is pushing hard for the passage of the Vision 2 package. The sales tax extension would go for improvements in city-owned facilities at the International Airport.
I think we've got a great opportunity for the future of our city, of our citizens, not just in Tulsa, but Tulsa County and many cities around. Again, focusing on the airport, we all realize how many people are employed at that airport.
A second package includes quality of life enhancements for Tulsa and the surrounding towns in Tulsa County. Our weather forecast, generous amounts of sunshine today and a high of 85. Partly clear tonight, down to 65 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, windy, and warm with a high of 83. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now at 710, it's fair and 53. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.